A bit of insight into why the disability funding space has turned into such a political storm. Briefing to Grant Robertson last September, it's been revealed, shows officials knew of a number of significant issues with the ministry. The short six-month establishment period placed significant pressures on the team tasked with setting up the ministry, took on huge financial risks, and it hadn't been equipped with the ability to manage those risks. Penny Simmons potentially then paid the price for some of that last week. Now, Labor spokesperson for disability issues, Priyanka Radhakrishnan, was the minister at the time and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Hi, good morning to you too, Mike.
You're aware of the briefing, obviously, and the various problems the ministry had?
Yeah, look, I'm aware. I've seen the article that came out this morning about it. I am, of course, aware of some of the systems that Pākehā, inherited from Health once it was established. But the thing to also remember is that this is a ministry that disabled people and the wider disability community had been advocating for a very long time. There are a large group of people, about 1.1 million New Zealanders identify with a disability, and they face challenges virtually more than any other group in New Zealand, and therefore wanted a dedicated ministry to be able to support their needs, but also to work across governments to ensure that we create a society that's more accessible.
So they wanted somebody who could do their job, could they?
Everyone wants a minister who can do the job and a ministry.
Could they?
Yes. So, I mean, I challenged the six-month establishment phase that you've mentioned from the report, because if you look at Budget 23, there was, funding put aside for the continued establishment of the ministry. We knew that it's, establishing a ministry that commissions $2.2 billion annually on services is a big task. So it was never something that could be completed in 6 months, and it continued. I held the portfolio for about 7 months last year, and it was still in an establishment phase at that point. So it had inherited systems from Health that were less than ideal, and they were working to fix it, to look at what exactly they needed to do. You know, if funding is capped, which is often the case with government funding, it's then a process to look at how you establish funding systems that are adequate and meet the needs.
Why did you go after Penny Simmons then when you knew this place was dysfunctional?
I did not say that it's dysfunctional. It is not. The people who work at Pākehā are incredibly experienced people. I've worked with them myself. If you look at Budget 23 again, you'll see that there was money for cost pressure.
Yeah, but you're just talking about money. Let me just give you the lines from some of the briefing. A history of cost increases above inflation. It had few levers to control spending and a lack of financial management and monitoring capability to predict and respond to financial challenges. It had aging business practices, weak assurance, audit, monitoring and fraud analysis functions, which were not fit for purpose. They didn't have enough staff. The 289 positions, 97 weren't filled. Five main work streams were looked at. Three of them were graded mixed, two of them problematic. The place was a mess.
Yeah, well, that's why it needed to be moved out of Health, so that it had a dedicated focus.
And no, this was after it was moved out of Health, and they used what they termed a lift and drop. They took all their dysfunction from Health, dropped it in a new department, and continued their dysfunction.
They inherited systems that they were working on fixing. So in the interim, what any good minister would do is to ensure that they have the funding they need to meet cost pressures. That's what we did every year, while you then work on the systemic issues that need fixing. And that's what she should have done.
But that's what was inherited by Penny Simmons, who seems to have got the blame for it. She inherited a mess.
No. So, look, you can't, if you're lifting something out of Health and establishing a new ministry to fix that, then by virtue of that, and logically speaking, you're not going to get it right on day one.
Why not?
So for a ministry of this size,
Why wouldn't you expect it to work on day one? What's the point of setting up something that's set up to fail?
Because it's not set up to fail. What you do is you support it in the interim while you're making medium to long-term changes. That takes a while, and that's what we were working on. That's what the ministry was working on as well. And in the meantime, you don't go around cutting funding willy-nilly for people who rely on it. You top up that funding.
But they were running out of money. They didn't have enough money.
Honestly, I don't even know how that could happen.
Well, no, not under the way you ran the country. No, you just printed some more money. But they were running out of money from the budget. This is Pharmac all over again yesterday. You just stopped the funding. They were running out of money. Penny Simmons arrived and goes, hell, we got no more money. We need to do something about it.
Time limited funding is something that has been done by successive governments.
And I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that's why they've got a problem. They were running out of money. It was time limited. The time limit was coming up.
No. Oh. So we had actually put in funding. So in Budget 23, if you look at the details, there was funding, out years funding, until 2027. So it's not true that we hadn't put funding into Faikaha. There was continued funding, bearing in mind that the establishment phase is longer for a ministry of its size. And that's what we were working on, and that's what she should have continued.
Oh, great. Appreciate your time very much. Priyanka Radhakrishnan, the Labor spokesperson for Disability Services. And it was a time warp moment there. I just whisked back in time. But you can see why they went up in the poll a couple of points last night, can't you?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.